This is the Dr. Chris Lib Podcast. Welcome to a special series called Bone Saws, Bring It Back. The class name for the University of Alberta Medical Class of 2013 is the Bone Saws, and we will have a 10-year class reunion in November 2023. As many people are planning to attend, I'm recording short interviews to help us all catch up. This episode's featured guest is Dr. Brooke Miller. She completed her family medicine residency in Calgary, Alberta. She has worked in Calgary since then and has a full-scope family medicine practice. She also specializes in breastfeeding medicine and is an international board-certified lactation consultant. All right, welcome to another episode of Bone Saws, Bring It Back. And today we've got Dr. Brooke Miller. How's it going, Brooke?
I'm good, thanks, Chris. How are you?
I'm great. Okay, so glad to chat with you. So why don't you start us off? Give us a summary of where your career has taken you.
So after we finished medical school in Edmonton, I moved to Calgary for family medicine residency. So did my training here in Calgary, where I still live. I, of course, went through the U of C family medicine urban program and actually has ended up working at the same clinic that I had my home site for residency, which is Crowfoot Village Family Practice. So shortly after residency, I did a little bit of locuming and then took on a practice there and had a little bit of a starting practice and built my practice up now to just over 1,100 patients. It's a kind of full scope family practice there, which I do about 3 days per week. And then my second job is also as a breastfeeding medicine specialist as well. So through residency, I did some extra electives and things like that in lactation. And now I'm also working at a physician-led breastfeeding clinic called WellFed Clinic. Calgary is a bit of a pocket that has quite a few breastfeeding physicians. And so I went on to do my international board certified lactation consultant training and exam and all that sort of thing. And then on the horizon, there's also going to be a physician North American board certification for physicians for lactation medicine as well. So actually I'm writing an exam for that coming up pretty quick here. So that's kind of my second job and another passion of mine, kind of a good balance between having a big family medicine practice and also another little niche that I love.
Cool. Well, I love that you found something within family medicine that you can really enjoy. So then into our next question, from your vantage point in your specialty, what would you say is the state of medicine / healthcare?
Well, I think it's no secret how there's a lot of challenges in terms of resources and enough people in family medicine and, you know, people just really struggling to find a family doctor, certainly. And from my vantage point in my practice, I do just see, you know, resources being an issue and really trying to find people the right place, the right person to see to get the best help for them. And so from the perspective of just, you know, are there enough appointments for the things people need? Are there enough tests? Are there enough psychology services, physiotherapists, availability, all that kind of thing? I think that's a really big challenge that many Albertans are feeling right now. And I don't think any of us have a solution to that. But I think there's some big challenge in people getting the help they need right now.
That's true. And I think especially as primary care providers, we're the one that receives the like, well, I can't access this. We're like, well, we're trying. And so that I think adds to the burden as we're doing our best to help people out. So understanding that that's part of what can kind of weigh things down at work. How about for you? What's exciting you the most about your area of medicine?
I do have two answers there because I have some excitement in my family practice and then also in the breastfeeding side of things. So in terms of family medicine, the thing that excites me the most, especially now 8 years with the same panel of patients pretty much, is just those longitudinal relationships that I just really see, you know, coming back from maternity leave and all of my patients just so happy to see me and care about me the way I care about them in many ways. And looking at small kids that now are teenagers or young adults that I knew when they were smaller and kind of seeing them kind of come into their own and those relationships that you don't even really realize you've developed until they come back and they feel comfortable talking to you 6-7 years down the line. So that's one of the fun things that I think was a big part of why I chose family medicine. And now 8 years out, I've really started to feel, which is pretty awesome. In terms of lactation medicine, the thing that I mean, I'm very, very excited about helping breastfeeding families in general, but I really, really find it just so much fun to just make a really big impact in a small amount of time. Because, you know, it's one of those like very pivotal parts for many, many families and just having a baby and wanting to feed that baby and challenges that can come in that. So just really having a lot of fun where, you know, over a week or two, you really feel like you can have made a big difference kind of regardless of how a baby's feeding and what's going on, where people really feel it can help them out, which I find to be really fun.
Great. So we graduated from the same medical class. It's been 10 years. So just Looking back, what's your favorite memory from medical school?
Well, you know, I have a really boring one. I'm sure people are going to come up with lots of fun ideas. But honestly, one of my favorite memories is just the like daily, everyday getting to Kate's building at 8 a.m., getting my coffee, seeing which people managed to make it there in time for the first lecture, and just like those memories of just that big room. Most of us are all of us in one place, and just how many hours we spent there. That actually, that's one of the big memories that I really enjoy is just that like community that I think really we formed through those like 7 and 8 hour long lectures that are not many of us are doing any of that anymore. But how that, as much as it became repetitive, how fun that was, and how we really all became good friends there.
Yeah, and I agree that I think things that we do together, even as mundane as showing up to class, that is just like that familiarity that we have that shared experience together.
Totally.
So as we head into our last question here, what would you tell your younger med school version of yourself?
So I think one of the things I've said many times, really pretty much as soon as medical school was over, or even during clerkship, was just how it would be almost nice to have failed something and go back and be able to do it again. So I think what I would tell the med school version of myself is to really try to take in all of that learning and, you know, even go back to those preceptors and lecturers and ask questions. So much of, you know, learning on the go when you're out seeing patients, sometimes I would wish I could go back and actually talk to some of those people and learn the resources that were going to be in the community better, all of those things, where like kind of treating every one of those opportunities as something of like, how am I going to bring that into my practice? And probably a pretty hard thing to do when you haven't been in practice yet. But if I could talk to myself 12 or 13 years ago, it would be like, take those extra notes about the pearls of what day to day might actually be helpful. Can those times where you're really just intensively able to think about things and study kind of pass, and then you're trying to cobble it together later.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, I think here we are out of residency and in practice this long. And then for you, especially having stepped into a panel, I'm so happy for you that you have that continuity. I think it's that benefit is coming to fruition. Like you say, like changes for your life. But then as you return back to see your patients, I'm sure they're so happy to see you. And so I think just with the way that you approach your work and the joy I can hear from how you're describing things, such a privilege for your patients and all the people you help. So I'm so happy, Brooke, that we got to catch up, and just the way that you care for your patients. And we'll look forward to catching up again sometime soon.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.